For me, prevention cannot be managed unless people have adequate livelihoods. And by livelihoods, we mean emergency support when people have been stripped of their property, where to land food, shelter, medicine, water, clean water, energy, counseling, legal supports, and all these kinds of issues that come along. But besides that, as people start to survive, we need to have skills, life skills, in form of basic skills like for nutrition, for agriculture, for income generating activities, so that people get independent. But at the same time, our children, and some of us who have probably lost our jobs, who have dropped out of school because of HIV, need real concrete academic training. So for us, from emergency support to life skills and to education is adequate empowerment. Property is a symbol of power, is a symbol of independence, is a symbol of negotiation. So many times women remain in abusive marriages because they need some kind of access to land to be able to survive. Land is livelihood. Land is wealth. Land is the future. So we would like to see longer-term investment. Our donors many times don't want to invest in issues to do with land. We'd like to see probably an increase in funding for women to acquire land, to make better policies for women's access to land and use of land and purchase of land, microcredit for women that is user-friendly with little interest so that women can afford it, and also support with better methods of farming to be able to increase livelihood and promote food security. The way to identify them many times has been through communities and health centers. But through these health centers, these health centers receive people who are vulnerable and they support them. But they need social support from the community level. To begin with, emergency support, shelter. We need like crisis centers for those who are going through the problem, and later on training to be able to build women. We want to build girls and stop repairing old women.